This is TWiT.
Amazon made a bigger camera spying store.
It's not spying!
So we tried to steal its fruit. So, and this is Sam Mashkovich, by the way, who's a good friend of the network, been on many of our shows. So,
a funny story.
There is an interesting story, which is that Amazon is going to build a 7,000-square-foot Amazon Go store in Seattle. It's going to be a full-size grocery store. You go in, you scan your phone, you take whatever you want off the shelf. They actually have a sign on the cart that says, bag it as you buy it. You get to the end of the shopping spree, you pick up the bags out of the cart, and you go. That's it.
And it's my first thought was, what about produce? So that's what he investigated.
Well, ironically, the thing is there's plenty of humans because who's putting the produce out?
Right.
But there's just no one thing you're eliminating is check stand. Mm-hmm. But that is a bottleneck at grocery stores. That's the that's when you're done shopping, you have to wait in line at the check stand.
It's a bottleneck in the grocery stores, but dadgummit, I don't work in the grocery store. Stop forcing me to check out my own groceries.
Well, this one, you don't even have to do that now. Right. See, we're not going to make you do that.
So you don't check out.
You don't scan anything. We're just spy on you. Right. Oh, sorry.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. But the whole notion
Research shows that most people agree with you, and most people do not want, like, those self-checkouts. No one uses that.
Yeah.
I hate them.
I get it if I'm just in there to grab a pack of, a deck of cards or something, and I can just scan it and walk on out and do my thing.
Inevitably.
Who buys a deck of cards in the grocery store?
Okay, a bad example, Mr. Jarvis.
No, they may sell them.
A bag of chips.
In Vegas, they sell them.
There you go.
I have the casino on my brain. Sorry.
I'm old enough to remember when people objected to UPC.
Those barcodes.
Barcodes and scanners. They didn't trust them at all.
Right. But they're so much better than the human.
Of course. But you'd stand there and you'd check to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
Folks would check and make sure.
They put that on the screen so you can look. And they go so fast.
You missed that $2 off.
Yeah, sure. Looks fine.
So this is it. This is the Amazon Go store. Grab a cart, bag as you shop. So there
tries to hide a banana, which is probably a joke, but I'm not going.
Yeah, no, that's just a joke. But here's the interesting thing. It is true that they have cameras. There's cameras in the ceilings up here. I don't know if there's sensors on the shelves. There might be.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking, obviously they're going to charge you for whatever you put in your cart. But I have to say, I think a lot of the value of this is the data about what you look at and don't buy.
Mm-hmm.
Or what you pick up and put back. Don't you think if you're a potato chip company and Amazon could say, 43% of the people who picked up your bag of chips put it back on the shelf, you'd like to know that?
Mm-hmm. They looked at the nutrition label.
Yeah.
And said, never mind.
Yeah.
So there's data here beyond what you're buying. So I think when Sam says surveillance, obviously that's a loaded word, but in a way it is. I mean, see, there's the cameras.
They're surveilling the products, not you.
Do you have to
surveilling your behavior?
Do they get you to agree to anything before you go in the store?
Wow, look at all these infrared.
Matthew, you download the app specific to these stores.
Oh, okay.
So, and I bet
there's a little click OK TOS
that nobody reads. Yeah.
Right. There's a 56 page.
So Amazon Go. Let me see if it's. I've
so
got the app
despite
here.
The scandalous headline, which I'm sure Sam did not write.
Yeah, I'm sure did.
This actually is really interesting because
in the story he calls it creepy.
Oh, okay. Well,
I want to know what grocery stores you guys are going to that don't have cameras on you at all.
That's
times.
A good point, but I don't know if there is.
True.
Good point, Karsten.
Petaluma
point.
Market wouldn't be checking out what I'm.
Yeah.
Buying and
I live
in a tiny little town in the middle
of nowhere.
They're
surveilling me so I don't steal stuff off the shelf.
Yeah.
But that's different from this. I guess, if you didn't want to be on camera at all, you wouldn't go in a grocery store.
So there's the store tutorial when you get there. It has a little diagram saying what not to do. And it tells you don't pick up anything for anyone else.
Oh, yeah, because you'll get charged.
You'll get charged.
Good point.
And he goes to the restroom. So this is which is really kind of cheating the test here. Does he hide the fruit in his backpack? There?
I feel like Sam did this last time too, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, he did. He actually did.
He's a serial banana stealer. Okay.
So they should have him on some kind of list.
He's on the list, got a control group, what it sounds like.
Yeah, like Vegas.
Yeah.
He also found, I almost don't want to say this, because he had a coat on. He went into the restroom. He put the coat into the his backpack, and it didn't recognize him when he came out.
Oh. Well, don't try to fake. Look, this is a convenience, not...
Well, which is.
I give him some credit for trying to do a little bit of R&D to hopefully make this experience better and more efficient.
Yeah.
You know.
He left an avocado on the table outside of the restroom, and he was pretty sure there were no cameras in the restroom, by the way.
I'm glad to hear that.
But left it there. So he did get charged for that, because he only fair game.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. If you take an avocado and leave it on a table somewhere, you should be charged for it.
Yeah.
Well, robots have to go get it, put it back.
They're responsible for that avocado.
That's your avocado, buddy. What you want to do with it after you pick it up?
How does it know? How does it know? Like how many? There, we got a picture on the screen now. Cookies.
How many strudels you pick up?
How does it know how many cookies? So the cookies are in a stack. There's three cookies high, right? You take one or two. How that is it? The weight? How the hell does it know how many cookies you took?
There's a lot of cookies.
It's got to be a camera.
That's pretty. Yeah. That's pretty.
I'm sure there's like a platypod inside there mounting the camera.
There's still.
He also said that in some cases, when he had a complicated thing, most times the receipt comes in immediately. Sometimes it took 2 hours. So you imagine that there's some room somewhere on Earth where people are replaying the videotape.
Oh, yeah. They're reviewing it. Well, at least initially, for sure. Yeah.
He said it took 4 hours for him to get the notification.
This is a good. Thank you, Sam, for doing the during the work. Skynet above Stroopwafels. Don't you love Stroopwafels?
I love those things.
Holy cow.
I want one.
We started buying Stroopwafels for our staff.
I was going to say, I haven't seen them here in a little while.
So good.
It's a special little Dutch thing, the little chocolate cookie wafer thing that you put over your coffee when it's hot, and it kind of softens it, and the caramel softens, and you eat it with your coffee. I have not had a Stroopwafel, by the way. It's
ever.
They've been missing.
That pleasure comes next.
No, not doing it. A little bit of goo.
I don't think it's chocolate. I think it's caramel.
It's caramel.
Yeah.
Well, you see my ignorance.
Speculoos.
Oh, I do like speculoos. Okay, I admit I had a little speculoos butter the other day.
If you're ever in New York,
Mr. Kevin, you're killing me.
There's
United is changing its cookies, and people are mad. I am too.
Who is?
They're going to keep the Stroopwafel, but there's another cookie that I like that they're getting rid of. Wow. And Twitter is enraged.
How is it that I'm the fattest guy on the panel, and you guys are eating all this? I think I got a bad roll of the dice.
I got some damn good genes. I know that.
CNN.
Gosh darn it.
Mine or Hugo Boss. If you go to New York,
go to a place called Waffles and Dingies.
Hugo Boss.
What's a dingy?
So a dingy is a thing that you put on the waffle.
It's a Dutch word for whatever
you put on the waffle.
I hadn't heard that
word. So you can put speculoos on there. You can put Nutella on there. You name it.
Hey, you know what? Good. This price for avocados, 49 cents. That's a good deal. 19 cents for the stolen banana?
That's only if you leave it outside the bathroom. They charge you more if you...
Oh, he says, this is what they say I bought, but it's
not quite right. Well, that's because he went around the whole thing.
He left it around. He
bought a banana and avocado? He's on a list, buddy. That's how you get on a list.
19 cents for a banana is not bad, though.
That's a great deal, Noah. And,
about normal, but that's a... Dang cheap avocado.
That's a real cheap avocado.
I think at Starbucks they charge you $1 for each banana, don't they?
Yeah.
So what you should do is buy them here and walk them over to Starbucks and sell them to Starbucks. Sell them. Or have a little stand out front. 25 cent bananas here. Get your 25 cent bananas.